In many counties today, when the kids got to their classrooms and tried to get on the computer to take their FCAT, the system crashed and would not allow them to do it. And it takes a lot of time to create the right environment for kids to be able to take a test. So the teachers got the kids in the room, got them all calmed down, got them into the right frame of mind, and then when they went to take the test, the system didn't work. It is absolutely ridiculous. A lot of things ride on these tests, like the kids' promotion in some grades, school grades, the teachers' evaluations, and we just can't get it right. The state needs to slow down, and that's what this legislative session has been all about for us, is trying to get the legislature to understand that the system is not ready to do what we're trying to have implemented here, and we need to slow down and get it right. We're getting ready to go to a new test. What's going to happen next year when all these kids try to take these tests for the first time? The legislature is only willing to give us a one-year breather on school grades. That's it. We're asking for 3 years on the promotion, on the teacher evaluation, on teacher salaries, all the decisions that get made on the FCAT. We need to slow it down.
You said that they sat down to a computer. Now, years ago, they would be getting out their number two pencils. What happened to that?
The state keeps moving toward technology, which is not a bad thing if the schools had the infrastructure to be able to make it work. Even on a good day, when the system is up and running, you don't have enough computers in the schools, the bandwidth isn't sufficient in order to take the load of what's going on when we have this massive testing that's going on this last week and this week.
What's the role of the company Pearson in administering these tests?
Pearson has, from their press release I saw earlier today, just says it was one of their carriers that provides the internet service that had a malfunction. So they're not taking much responsibility for it, from what I could gather from their press release earlier today.
We've heard about issues in, I think, Seminole County, in Pasco, in Hernando counties. Can you give us an idea of the scale of where this was happening?
We know for sure it was Leon, Pasco, Hernando, Seminole, and Brevard. And we've heard that there were others, but I can't remember off the top of my head.